Honored to be one of the nation's top 100 great hospitals, Schneck Medical Center is proud to present our unique podcast series, Schneck Radio. Here's Bill Klaproth.
The new year is here, and it's a great time to refocus on health, nutrition, and eating properly. And here to help us do that is registered dietitian Leslie Kendall of Schneck Medical Center. Leslie, thanks for your time. Well, the new year is here, and many of us had a little too much of food and drink over the holidays. So tell us, what's the first thing we should do to start off the new year in a healthy way?
Well, thanks for having me today. Probably the first step is just to set realistic goals. I think with the beginning of the year, everybody just wants to jump right in and change everything, and a lot of times that doesn't work long term. So if you can set smaller, more specific goals and build on those goals, it can lead towards more success long term through the whole year.
So when you say smaller goals, don't try to do everything at once. So would a smaller, simple goal be a simple food swap throughout the day, or just even, okay, I'm going to try to walk 10 minutes a day, or I'm just going to try to walk after dinner? So small goals like that?
Yeah, those are great examples. I know with all of the bad eating that goes along in the holidays, fruits and vegetables are a good goal to set to try to increase fruit and vegetable intake. And the recommendation is 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, but that's not always realistic. So setting a goal to maybe have 1 fruit or vegetable at each meal, or eating 1 more piece of fruit every day, is just a small goal that someone can start out with and then build on.
So instead of chips at lunch, bring an apple, eat an apple. Or instead of going to the vending machine in the afternoon when you have that late afternoon hunger pang, maybe bring some celery sticks or carrot sticks, so something simple like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned the raw vegetables there, because that's something simple that you can do is buy some fresh vegetables that you like and then go ahead and cut them up as soon as you get home. That way there's no excuse. They can go bad if they just sit in there for a while, if you think that you got to stop and clean them and cut them. So go ahead and cut and clean them when you get home, and then bag them up and have them ready for a quick snack.
Right. And let's talk about water, too, because that seems like another easy thing to do. Okay, I'm going to not drink this can of soda. I'm going to drink a glass of water instead. So something like that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of empty calories that we drink through the day, whether it be juice or sugar-sweetened tea, pop. And water is calorie-free. It's hydrating, helps you feel better. And if you don't like plain water, there's lots of strategies that you can use. One is fruit-infused water, where you can just take your favorite sliced fruit, put in the water, let it sit a minute or two so that the fruit flavor can infuse the water. There's also sugar-free little flavor packets or the liquid drops that you can add to the water to give some more flavor to it. The other thing is just the habit of drinking water, just starting that. So if you can drink a glass of water first thing when you get up in the morning, that's a good start. Also carrying water with you where you have a visual cue that you're seeing it there, that can remind you to be sipping on the water through the day.
Those are great tips. The visual cue, have it sitting in front of you. Oh yeah, I need to drink the water. Or first thing you do when you get up in the morning. And I love the fruit infused water, because water does get boring after a while. So I get boring. I want a little bit of taste. So good idea about adding a little bit of taste to the water. I love that. So that's good. Simple goals. Add more fruits and vegetables and drink more water. So let's talk about the lifestyle a little bit. What's your guidelines for exercise? Give us some thoughts on that.
Well, the general guidelines are about 30 minutes of exercise a day. There's other guidelines recommending 10,000 steps a day, which that's about 5 miles. That's a good goal for an active lifestyle, but I know a lot of people aren't there yet. So just setting a goal for 2,000 more steps a day, or getting 5,000 steps a day, wherever you're at, start there. And there's pedometers, there's apps for phones that can help you track your steps, but that's just an easy way to kind of see where your baseline is and then build on it.
So walking and get those steps up, another great idea. So let's move a little bit farther on exercise. What do you recommend for like weight training or planks or those type of things, the next level beyond walking? What would you recommend?
Well, for strength exercises, I think the recommendation is 2 times a week for those. And you can use weight equipment and go to a gym, but you can also use your body's own resistance, like push-ups and sit-ups, or the little exercise bands. There's lots of different exercises that you can do with those just at home during commercial break while you're watching TV, just getting in a few minutes there with your strength exercise. But a couple of times a week for strength, and then trying to aim for 5 days of the aerobic activity.
So good tip on the commercial. While the commercials are on, get up and do a little exercise. I think that's fantastic. So for someone who starts this and said, okay, I'm going to do this, and, you know, we always say, okay, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to do this, and by mid-February, it's kind of back to normal, it seems like. Do you have any tips to help us stay on our goals of getting healthier?
There's a couple of ways to stay on track. One would be recruiting a buddy, whether that be a family member or a friend or a coworker, somebody else that will do it with you. I think it's easy to say, well, I don't feel like working out today when it's just you. But when you have a friend that you're going to meet at a certain time, it's a little harder to cancel on them. So recruiting a buddy, it also may just be self-monitoring, whether that's writing down your exercise and your food intake for the day, or using technology. There's a lot of free apps that are out there where you can track your exercise and your food intake with your calories. And if you're a numbers person, the apps work really well to track that.
So recruiting a buddy, now that could be a spouse, it could be a brother, a sister, a friend, really anyone, right, can serve the purpose of a health buddy.
Yeah, anybody that has a similar goals to you and is distance-wise near you would make a good buddy to stay accountable to.
And then how does that work? Each day, do you connect with the buddy to say, here's what I did today. I walked 15 minutes. I swapped out a water instead of a sugary drink, and I ate this today. Do you connect every day? How does that work with the health buddy?
It can work in a couple of ways. It could be, you know, sharing tips of things that have worked well for you. And they may have ideas that you had not thought about. The other thing is just scheduling time that you're going to meet and go for a run or go to the gym every Tuesday and Thursday at 5 o'clock. Just having that scheduled time together, just like an appointment that you're not going to miss.
And then you go over what you did for the week, and the health buddy says, okay, I know you said you were going to walk 15 minutes a day. How's that going? You say, yep, I did it each day. And once you... probably with the health buddy, when you know you've got to be accountable to that person, they're going to ask me, if I walked, I better do it. That's how the health buddy really comes into play and helps you achieve your health goals.
Right. Checking in with somebody, knowing somebody's going to ask you about it, can kind of help you keep on track a little better.
Well, those are all just really good tips. So have the make it small goals, not over big, goals that are achievable. Add fruits and vegetables, drink more water, get exercise, and, you know, recruit an accountability buddy. That all makes sense. So lastly, is there some just simple tips like we hear, you know, eat until you are satisfied, not stuff. Are there just simple little tips like that throughout the day we should remember?
Definitely. Mindful eating is something that I feel like everybody should practice, and that is just trying to eliminate distractions when you're eating, so not eating while you're driving or working on the computer or watching TV, just really savoring the food that you're eating, slowing down your eating. A lot of times we eat way too fast, and that causes us to eat a little too much. So just being mindful, listening to your body's cues that you're full, slowing down eating, chewing well, savoring food, that just kind of helps you process the food easier and listening to your body that you're not going to overeat.
Mindful eating. I love how you said that. That's really cool. Well, Leslie, you are certainly going to help us get healthy in the new year. And can you wrap it up for us? Why should someone choose Schneck Medical for their dietary and fitness needs?
Well, in our nutrition department, we definitely want to support our mission of having a healthy community, and we just want to help patients find what works for them, what their goal is, and working towards that. And it's just doing small things through the day that really add up.
All right, Leslie, thank you so much for your time. Again, and for more information, visit schneckmed.org. That's schneckmed.org. This is Schneck Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.